Ah ha ha! We back. Hey. Don, I want to rap on this beat, like, you know what I'm saying? I want spaz.
It's a hard beat.
It's not even a podcast. It's just a real conversation about brothers and relations. It's the boy J Oaks. I'm in this motherfucking chilling with the homie Johnny Don. The Don. I got Trilly Millie with me. I got Kelsey with me.
Hey, hey.
There's a few vibes going on. I'm a little sipsy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little sipsy. We back again. I'm going to give big shouts out to anybody that's listening, wherever you listening. It's not even a podcast, man. Votes up, man. Get your votes up. You're going for the best in the city, man. You're going for the best in the motherfucking city.
Yeah.
All right, get some sound effects out of here. How y'all feeling this evening?
Feeling good? Feeling good.
Y'all good? Everybody waiting? Everybody good?
Feeling good.
Who can walk a straight line right now?
I can.
Right
now?
That's fair. It's not even a podcast. I want to give a big shout out to everybody out there. Oh, man. Who did I want to shout out? I wanted to shout out teachers. And I wanted to shout out the people that work in service industry. Like, so if you're a bartender, if you're a waiter, you're a waitress.
Ooh,
if
absolutely.
You like, service industry, the all services, you work at a store, like, you know what I'm saying? You a personal shopper? Do you like, you cook for people? Like, do you, like, whatever you do, like, in the service industry, I want to give a big shout out to y'all motherfuckers. We back in here. they over here whispering like kindergartners. I don't know what's taking place. we about to get to some news. Are y'all ready to crack the news?
For sure.
News. Yes.
For sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Why'd you just go so high school on me like that? Like, alright. Let's make that happen. Let me get it going. In the news, Garfield Heights City Schools lose 75 teachers. 75 teachers, y'all. Garfield Heights City Schools lost 75 teachers due to safety concerns. Last school year, they lost 47 teachers before the beginning of the school year.
Shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Due to safety concerns, low pay, mistreatment, and shit of that nature, all five guidance counselors, all five school psychologists quit.
Shit.
They said half of the middle school quit.
Wow.
See, I was about to pull up.
A union? Jesus Christ.
Well, they do. And, like, the union lost 75 members.
Whoa.
They just said, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
They rehired.
I'm out of here.
They've hired back 27, or they've hired 27 people to fill in the replacement position. But they lost half of the staff in the middle school.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I felt like it was crucial.
For sure.
I want to read what Garfield City School said.
Okay.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do a little bit of...
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
All right. We're going to get into it. The district issued the following statement. The Garfield Heights City Schools is and continues to be dedicated to preparing students to pursue their dreams and give back as engaged citizens. And we invite all instructors who have compassion for teaching our community's children to our district. We're actively recruiting quality teachers. We're actively recruiting quality teachers. Through a number of methods. including several hiring events that'll be taking place at Garfield Heights High School. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to talk about that. School safety and security is a top priority in our district, and we have increased security and personnel, added metal detectors at the high school and the middle school, an intensified partnership with the Garfield Heights Police Department. All right, I wanted to ask you guys, what does it mean to intensify a partnership with the police? Like, what does that mean? Like, what does that look like? Y'all...
Give more at the fundraiser. I don't fucking know.
Is it going to be like two security guards with guns? Or like...
Maybe now dog sweeps.
Or casual drive-by.
My high school had dog sweeps.
Are you serious?
Dog sweeps?
You said it was a drug
epidemic. They had a lot of drugs.
You said it was a drug epidemic.
It was a drug epidemic. At Stowe High School, bro.
I didn't really hear about epidemics until...
You hear me? I didn't even associate the two words together. Stowe
and drug sweeps.
No, that's a lot of white boys. I'm sure they was popping pills and doing a lot of coke.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive I know what they were doing out there.
That is a fact.
See, I went to a white school for a second, like, maybe, like, so, like, it was this chick. I was a cool black dude, so it was this chick. She was also from Cleveland Heights, but she was, like, a cokehead. But so she assumed that I had, like, a connection to coke.
Because you're black.
Oh.
I didn't really take it that. I wasn't offended.
No.
No, I called all the people I thought that they had a connection.
I was about to say, he was like, I think I got a nigga for that.
I called all the people I had.
I wasn't offended. I knew somebody. What the fuck?
That was my fucking friend. And she was fucking
drunk. Oh, man.
I did not find any. I wasn't connected to coke, but, you know.
He funny as the fuck.
I didn't judge. I don't really judge people for their habits too much if they're like... Yeah. Like, she wasn't in a... She did tell me a story about stealing all of her parents, like, valuables and shit.
Child. Oh, shit.
Okay. I just would have been a little bit offended because did she assume that you had a person because you weren't... Because you were black? Like, that's why I would have been offended. You just gonna assume I got a person because I'm black?
I mean, or maybe just because I was cool and I'm accepting of most people.
Okay, then.
He lives in poverty where he didn't, though.
Damn. He didn't know I never...
I guess I didn't... Nah. Yeah, so just they was black.
Oh, yeah, I would have been...
And I was just a chill nigga. When she talked about all of her drug shit, I was never, like, judging with it. It was just like, that's what happened. Damn, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I probably didn't come off like a nigga that was like...
Gonna be, like, tripping on her. I guess.
Yeah, so, hey, do you know somebody that can give me some coke? All of my people is... She didn't...
I get it.
I didn't want to start the podcast talking about that. Like, I wanted to make jokes about Garfield Heights City Schools. No, listen. They said, look, no, because they said they want to be like a premier. No, I wanted to get to the part where they said that they want to be a premier school in Cuyahoga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They'll never be a premier school.
Never?
In Cuyahoga County? No. Garfield?
Yeah.
Come on, let's be serious.
Never?
You think the Garfield will ever be better than like, and it's... I don't think they'll never be better than Shaker as a school. I think they'll never be better than, like, Cleveland Heights as a school.
When we say as a school, we mean...
Yeah, like, academically.
Academically.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I trust your judgment.
Huh?
I'm cool with you. If you say so, I trust your judgment. I just feel like never is a strong word. Like, we don't know what the fuck...
It's Garfield.
But it's
I don't give a fuck where it is. Like, it could
they're
be.
They're the lowest paid city school in the district of Cuyahoga County also.
And you feel like that's possible to be that way forever. It's forever gonna be like that.
I didn't say it's gonna forever
that,
be.
You said never. That's all I'm saying.
No,
like,
they will never be a premier school in Cuyahoga County.
Never.
Okay. We'll die before it happens.
Damn.
Still doesn't mean it has the possibility. Just because I die, don't mean like.
That all right? Cool. It'll blow up first.
Said never.
You want me to lean harder? I'm gonna
the
lean
existence
harder.
Of the fucking school. Like I don't know.
Garfield would be a different city before that happens. They're Chinese names.
I definitely feel like
they're
as a kid, damn. You think they feel like pieces of shit that they made the entire school like what do you think the kids feel right now?
In Garfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they feel like pieces of shit? Do you think like they drove teachers out?
I don't think they care, yeah.
They're in high
school. Not the kids in the high
school. They're in fucking high school. You remember being in high school?
No.
Did you care what your teachers felt? I knew homies, but like some of my homies went to Maple, like, you know what I'm saying? And they had like a teacher strike during school, and them niggas like just really enjoyed their time. Like, there's a lot of stories about a lot of different things that took place. I won't divulge, but some ill shit, bro. The niggas wasn't upset that it was substitutes. You could just walk out of class. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
The
only thing that happens when like teachers strike and shit like that, you just end up with people that are ill-equipped to be teachers or that aren't like, mm-hmm. like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just have to fulfill the need, like.
For sure.
So right now, sure, Garfield is gonna get as many recruits as they can, but they won't be the best teachers, and that's what I'm saying. If as long as it's the bottom of the barrel, and why would they ever be starting to vote for more money and taxes to the motherfucking teachers? If the motherfucking teachers in the school district is already treating the kids shitty. Mm-hmm. No, they would just, once they get money, they're either going to try to get out of Garfield or they're going to try to put their kids in the private schools. Simple. That's what people do in the city. You're not going to leave Garfield if the rent or whatever you're paying there is feasible for your living and you're comfortable. You're mm-hmm. just going to put your kids somewhere that you can, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And you just do it like that. No way is Garfield ever going to be a premier school.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't see that happening either.
Not a chance in the blue hell. Not a chance in the blue hell. You feel me? I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
Sports wise, they might have one of the better sports teams. They might have one of the better sports teams, but like, it's like, you feel me? It's kind of like that Travis Scott shit. Y'all heard about Travis Scott shit?
What happened to Travis Scott?
Travis Scott was trying to perform in Egypt to release his new album. On the release of his new album, he was gonna try to perform in Egypt in front of the pyramids.
And what happened?
The Egypt Music Syndicate said no.
Egypt Music Syndicate.
Yeah.
Now, there's a thing I never knew was a thing.
Yeah.
No, for real.
The Egypt Music Syndicate said no, Travis Scott. Basically, like some of the rituals in his performance, or the rituals that they've heard about in his performance. I don't know. I've heard it's demonic or Freemasonry or whatever, but whatever it is. They said, nigga, you're not going to do that shit in front of the pyramids.
Mm. Activate the mummy's curse.
Yeah. So, like, that's, like, as much as, like, Travis Scott thought he was about to perform in front of the pyramids, and now he's not. But he might, though, so let me not say that. Because Nike behind him. So he might. Nike, the one to get it done.
Nigga, what? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
If that does work out, that's a bigger conversation.
Him doing a concert in front of the...
With Nike's backing. Yeah. If, like, Nike had a hand or something.
Well, Nike has a hand. Do you know that he's, like, Nike's been putting out shoes for, like, years?
There's Travis Scott's? Or, like, there's, like, what? What are they
Travis
called?
Scott, you're not a sneakerhead. You know about him, Millie. The Cactus Jacks. He got Jordan 1 Lows in all sorts of flavors. He got the 4s that's in, like, the sky blue and shit. He got, like,
the... exclusive shit, though.
He got the Cactus Jack.
Oh.
I mean, they drop. They just sell out, like, when really raw-ass, like when the lemon washes drop. Like, they sold out in hours. Like, when the pigeons drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just fly-ass shits. And, like, niggas know when they coming. Like, so you gotta, like, get in one of them raffles or, like, be one of them niggas to sleep outside all night.
Niggas don't still sleep outside.
They do.
They resell sneakers too much. Like, all you gotta do is have a bread nowadays. Like, You can get that shit, like.
And that's what's corny, like, you know what I'm saying? Sleep outside. Sleep outside, niggas.
I feel like the price should be the price. Like, I don't feel like you...
See, Millie feel that way because she grew up getting shoes just given to her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't have...
My mom and my daddy bought them when I was a child.
What do you mean? I was getting
shoes. Right.
I was saying you act like the shoe fairy just dropped the clothes. Like...
You was just fortunate. You had a fortunate childhood.
So you got shoes again.
On the shoe side. Like, yeah.
And that's what fucked the culture up. Listen.
Look. That's what fucked the culture up?
Yeah, all right.
Listen, I adored this shit. I asked for it, though. Like,
I got to make hard takes and make the podcast pop. You feel me? Like, listen. Like, all right, so listen. I'm going to hit you with the science. Mindy, I love you. It's like, you just right now an example because I said that. So, stretch past Millie. Niggas whose parents got them the flyest kicks, right? And they, in their mind, the money wasn't of consequence to them, right? Mm-hmm. For the shoes. They just knew they got the shoes.
For some niggas, we not talking about me. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, the money was of consequence to you when your parents got it? You didn't spend no money on the shoes. You just got the shoes.
I was very aware of...
I didn't say that you weren't aware of how much the shoes cost. But you didn't have to pay for them. You just appreciated the shoes. Okay. That's what I'm saying. The resale value and shit, like, nowadays is just, like, niggas who got shoes. And so, like,
okay.
Yo, whatever the shoe costs, I got to figure out how to get that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I just get it when I get it. Like, niggas that really wanted the shoes, they had to go through hardship to get them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you don't remember the 90s and the early 2000s Christmas shopping, Jordan shoe shit? Like, nigga, like, what are you talking about? Niggas have gotten poked up. Niggas have been in fist fights. Niggas have got their shit took off of them in broad day. Nigga, I don't want to... I'll pause this podcast right now, nigga.
Absolutely. I just didn't understand the
niggas money. Got robbed. We know niggas. We related to niggas that got robbed for their fucking shoes.
But that shit is very valid. That niggas got robbed for their shoes, and that it was like the whole pandemic. Yeah, it was. I don't know the word that I'm about to use. The word that I'm supposed to use, but yeah, like it was a whole thing. I get that. Yeah, I just didn't understand the correlation with the whole money and people.
I'm fine right now.
Get other people value it.
I'm fine. Y'all chilling. We all high.
Oh, I was like, I don't understand where it's going. Like, I don't understand where I'm supposed to be contradicting. Like,
I'm trying to take it there. Just trying to take it there. I ain't even sound sure. I was trying to take it there. No, but y'all remember the conversation. I was like, for real. No, we was. I'm for real. Like, I felt that way. No, I do feel that way. Like, the resale value and the resale shit in shoes is kind of corny. And, like, I'll be trying to pinpoint it on where it come from. Because, like, I do think, like, the dopest shit was, like, the times when you had to go, like, boom. Like when you had to search for music. Like, when you had to search for shoes. When you had to, like, I remember Euclid Square Mall was my place to go get kicks. Like, because nobody went to Euclid Square Mall. Mm-hmm. But I got...
And like, I feel like when it's out, it should be out. I don't like reselling. Like, I think that shit corny as fuck. I don't like it.
If you want to get it, you want to get it.
The shoe price be the shoe price. So when we was talking about them dunks to be resold, the dunks all come out for like 120. Like, you got to have a very, very...
90.
Would it be 120 now? But like, they used to be 90.
They went up already.
Forces went up too. Forces used to be like 70, but to 75, 68 or something.
Okay, $90 for my last pair of bricks.
Period.
I'm not doing nothing more. What's gonna be worse?
I haven't bought a pair of Forces. I haven't bought a pair of Forces since 2000 and
I don't know. I understand and I respect the hustle of the shit. Like, but I don't know. I just feel like that's fucking it up.
2004.
Like, buying all that shit and then hyping the price up to crazy amount of prices. Like, I think I bought a pair of Dunks for like $200. They $90 kicks. Like,
the only time something related to that happened was during the pandemic, and it was about PS5s. And PS5s like $500. We were buying them, and for some was like, yeah, like thousands, 900, 800.
I was looking because I couldn't find one. I was in a relationship. I was trying to get them one. And
I think that's why. Sell it for what it is. Huh? Like,
right. Let's see.
Yeah. They were reselling for $1,000. I was sorry I missed the date.
That was bullshit.
I was pissed. Yeah.
Round of applause for Chelsea for trying to get her man a PS5. For being brilliant and being down. You know what I'm saying? Alright.
Wow. Anyway,
nah, I ain't never had nobody give me no PS5 or nothing like that.
Me either. I had to go get mine. Like a fucking mud.
Me either.
I had Fallout 3.
I missed the date. I was trying.
I don't even have one.
I was trying to.
That's crazy.
I missed the date. I was so pissed I missed the date. I had got him confused. I was going to get Michael one. I was going to get Michael one for, yeah.
That's fucked up.
For Christmas, I was trying to make sure I had it for Christmas.
Aww.
That shit was bloody.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh.
You fucked up. You lost a good one. I had a whole topic to go to. What was my topic? I won't say nothing like that. I will just play some of this and I will switch the shit. Alright guys. It's a podcast, so we're at the point in the podcast where we have to get to some of the current events, some of the wild shit that's been talked about on the net, some of the bullshit, the fuckery, the shits. We're here.
Okay.
I mean, normally I try to like get it there smoothly, but that was a harsh segue. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Has anybody heard about the Adam 22 shit?
I heard.
I'm aware.
Adam.
Millie, you're not aware.
Of course I'm not.
And that's the best part. Can we educate Millie on what's been going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Adam 22 guy is married to the Lena lady, and the Lena lady is a porn star, and so she
Lena the plug.
Lena the plug, and she did a sex scene with Jason, the dude.
Jason Love, not Jason.
African American.
Yeah.
Adam 22 is white.
And then so
is
her.
Is Lena white or is Lena white?
It's like
white,
Latino or something.
Perhaps Greek.
Yeah.
Armenian.
Yeah.
Something of the old country, perhaps.
Is Lena old?
No. She's like cute. She's a cute
30s,
girl.
Maybe?
You like Lena?
She's a porn star.
No.
Would you fuck? You wouldn't. If you were single and everything.
The lies. I'm looking at your face.
It was a gentle smile. It was so gentle.
I set you up.
Yes, he would.
I set you up.
Politely.
If Lena bought me a drink, she could have some
time. The smile said politely.
Now she could have some of your time.
She could have a little bit of my time.
Lena's fucking. Lena's fucking. That's all I was gonna say. Lena's fuckable, like, you know what I'm saying?
And she's pretty. She's cute. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead with the story. My bad.
So apparently, so she did the scene and her.
Wait, no. Don't fast forward. No, I'm gonna stop you right now. I'm gonna stop you right here.
The scene was a little more graphic than that.
No, like
she did the scene.
They had like the nigga talked about it, like, you know what I'm saying. The nigga
did
it. Oh, see,
I didn't know that part.
So Adam, I guess, called him and asked him his rape. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
For being sick, because he's a porn star. The nigga's a porn star.
Yeah.
And he said $4,000. He said, I bet we'll pay you $10,000.
What?
Like, you really what give it to her.
Oh.
Fuck her good, young man.
Dude was there, and Adam filmed it. Adam filmed it. I haven't even got. There's so much shit I haven't.
So, okay, I didn't know all the details. Let me pay attention.
Adam filmed it.
Okay.
And I guess she was talking to him while she was getting, like, fucked. Like.
Oh.
There's so many questions I have for y'all niggas.
So, at one point.
Does somebody want to cut me off with their thoughts, or do I have to ask questions? I feel like it's enough on this topic that every podcast can eat off of this shit.
No,
like, this shit's nuts.
But there's a one point where the dude's
by him.
Fucking the dude's wife. He's fucking Adam and his wife. And he looks over and he's like, you like that little man? So it's crazy. It's a
no, that's
what
she said. That's what she said?
That's like,
what she
okay.
She called her husband a little man?
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. I was talking about the part where he rewarded her a Lamborghini truck for the scene.
He
rewarded her a Lamborghini. He bought her a Lamborghini truck and said, I'm so proud of you.
Out of all of this outlandishness that y'all are talking about took place in this scene, she got rewarded with a Lamborghini
truck.
Money off of the porno. She's a porno star. Like, she fucks
She is a porn star. He married a porn star.
Yeah, and he fucks other girls. They fuck girls together. It's very soon after the
marriage that they started.
You said what?
And who's black in this situation?
Jason Love. Like, he's not in the marriage. It's the
one that was giving dick. The one that was fucking
the people. Cuckolder. Not the cuckoldee.
Yeah, he said. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to tell
you. What was it called again?
A cuckolder. And a cuckoldee.
Cuckoldee. Okay. I don't know if cuckoldee is specifically, but it's close.
It's close enough. Yeah, it's out here.
Things I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Like, things I don't know.
All right, so listen. I feel like I'm in a room with a bunch of people that's not fucking nobody else in front of their significant other.
Yeah.
Okay, true. Yeah. True.
Very much so true.
True.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But we are also not porn
stars. Oh, you haven't even brought up the fact that
I would fuck somebody else in front of my significant other if my significant other was down for it.
Mm-mm. No, that poisons a relationship.
Here's the thing. So? I can see why a man would. I can see.
We could do it together. Like,
I can see why a man would, but I don't understand.
You with another girl and her with another dude?
I'm not down.
See? There's the double standard.
It's just, it's what? The same girl that you guys are switching out on?
He said, I'm with another woman and then his girl with another nigga, and he was like, that's not what I said.
Not my girl. I have fucked another girl with another nigga one time.
Okay.
Ran a train on somebody?
Yeah.
In college, yeah. Yeah, I've been in college many years ago. She went and told everybody. It's nuts. She went and told everybody. Anyway. Yeah,
she told everybody?
Back to Adam 22.
She was wild. Okay. Yeah, sis was living on the edge.
Had so much fun with these guys. Like, what did you say? What the fuck? What are you talking about? Why would you talk about that?
You know what, though? No. Girls do that. Girls do recall their times they had trained. I remember this one girl was saying that she got teamed up by two dudes, and then she said she was tripping because the niggas high-fived over her head. Like,
what?
Yeah, and she was like, wait, what?
I've seen that shit in a fucking porno.
Yeah, I remember hearing a story like that.
Okay, alright, I don't want to be sidetracked because I want to get back to Adam 22's thing, or like just the premise of all of it. But why were the dudes not supposed to be excited that they were... Did she didn't think that they knew that they?
I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I didn't know that so many people were engaged.
I don't understand why that was a confusing part.
Here's what I'm gonna do. If it's me,
why is that confusing part of the train?
No, here's the thing.
They high five in the middle, but with
here's my
thing. They're having fun.
If there was a once in a lifetime
happy, and we're seeing you girls in colors. Give me a high five.
All right, cut.
That was awesome. That was good.
These are jokes. This is all jokes. It's comedy. It's comedy. Comedy.
All right, but here's
we gotta go on stage again. Keep going.
If I found a once in a lifetime woman, and I could only fuck her one time, and her conditions were, maybe there had to be a person there, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You alright?
Have you never had sex in front of anybody before?
No.
Why would you do that?
Have you ever had sex in front of
anybody? I don't think you need
an audience.
Not an audience, just somebody else in the room. You've never had sex in a room with somebody else?
But if
am I the only person in this room that's had sex in a room with somebody else in a room?
Wait, you mean like somebody was sleeping over there in the
corner? Yes, you're a dirty schemer, bro. What do you mean? Yes. You're a degenerate, bro. A sodomite. What do you want from us, dude? An absolute heathen of a man, yes.
Why do you say
you should be putting stockades and whips? Yes.
Why do you say these things?
You burn when you go to churches, yes. What do you want from us?
We are friends. Why would you say this to me on a live broadcast?
Am I the only one who wants to burn the cathedral? What are you saying to us?
I'm just okay. So
what are you saying? That was my favorite fucking phrase. What do you mean? What are you saying to me?
I'm not the only person, and don't make me seem like I'm like the craziest, like I'm some porn star or some shit. Whoa. Because I've had sex that was in a room with someone else.
With your ex?
That's some porn star shit. No, it's
with my ex. I said with someone else. Where did you just pull that? What are you all throwing on me? Like, what is happening from over on that side of the room? No. See, this is what happens on a podcast. I divulge like 90% of like my story. Look, I'm just saying, like, that's not the wildest thing in the world to have happened. Like,
it isn't.
So, like, I had college roommates. Like,
wait.
If they're watching you,
you had sex in front
hell
of
hell and the fuck
your college
no.
roommates?
Did I have sex in front of my roommate before?
If they're watching, yeah. Hell no. That's weird.
No, like you on the top bunk and him on the bottom bunk.
No, niggas wasn't like watching. Like, no. Like, I've had sex in the room with, like, it was two of us. Like, we were both having sex at the same time. Like, someone was having sex in one bed and I had sex in another bed.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant, like, oh, he passed out drunk over there in the corner.
That's,
and
I mean, shit like that has happened before.
That's something
too.
Different. Like, but, like, yeah, they over there fucking, and we over there, and we know we, like, I look over there and they be, now nah, I'm good.
We not, like, it's not, it's a dark, you're not really watching somebody.
I can hear
you're
you.
Fucking, like,
the
you know
cheeks
are
slapping, something's going on. I know you're over there. I don't want to. That's crazy.
Not, Don, you've never been in these situations. Come on. You can't help me.
I have never, no.
All
right,
yeah,
so,
no.
Back to Adam 22.
That's not like. That's not how I do my freaky. You know what I'm saying?
I've done things in my younger years, bro. Like, you know, college was a wild time. College was a wild fucking time. I'm sorry. Like, it was a fucking wild time. Like, campus was nuts. Campus was fucking nuts. No pun intended. Adam 22. His wife, Lena, the plug. I don't understand. Like, we were supposed to make jokes. When I sent the list out, it said jokes next to this. It wasn't, like, jokes about... Come on, guys.
It was where you niggas was wanting to take it. I had no idea about who these people were, what they did, none of that shit. Like, I was like, all right, fuck it.
But the kicker of the story is that after this guy fucked Adam22's wife, he got on essentially a bang bus and did a 20-minute interview, or, like, a 60-minute.
Yeah, he said he dropped Glizzy Destruction on him.
Glizzy Destruction. He said, they're like, so you think you, like, fucked Adam's wife better than Adam? And he's like, I'm sure that there was love involved, you know, and that plays a factor. But did that textbook fuck her better? Absolutely. That would be absolutely wild.
The nigga that fucked her said that.
Yeah. Jason Love. That was Jason Love.
Why would he shouldn't have said that? He shouldn't have bragged about how good he fucked her.
I think you should be humble when you've just been paid $10,000. Why not just receive quietly to make another $10,000?
Why?
For the opportunity to make another
$10,000. Because I can get my money and talk my shit. And did he give good dicks? Like, did, yeah. did
but,
he lay it?
But what if there was... But what if there's... Wait. But what if there's $40,000? What if he gets to fuck her three more times if he hadn't opened his mouth?
Somebody saw that. Don't get picked up. God willing.
Don. She got the dick. If she wants it again, she's going to pay whatever ticket to get it again. She's got a Lambo truck.
And if it was way he was talking this shit like he was talking this shit, then it was good. But he probably over there right now. Hey.
Also, just I'm gonna throw this in. Antonio Brown, y'all know Antonio Brown?
AB. AB.
He added Adam 22 and told him, let me get next. Adam 22.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who Antonio Brown is.
He played football. He was a wide receiver.
I was about to say he's a pretty awesome dude. I swear to God, I was going to say
that. Yeah,
he. I don't know what
that
is.
That was disrespectful though, wasn't it?
So, why? I wanted to ask y'all what y'all think.
Yeah, I feel like that's disrespectful.
No, Antonio Brown been tripping lately. He's not a cool dude. I can't support it. I retake that back.
Is that disrespectful? That's what I wanted to ask you guys. Is it disrespectful to ask a nigga to let me get next to your wife?
Hell yeah. I feel like that's disrespectful. They didn't
see not if you pay she money to get a fuck for a living. What are you talking about? They outsourced the bitch. She was just fucking.
In that particular
situation. I didn't know she was fucking.
So she's a porn star. She's fucking on camera. He just said, let me get next.
They let me get next on the camera. Oh, you okay. Turn the cameras on.
Okay, well, if it's
she be fucking. Like, why can I?
I feel like they didn't see him out. They saw they see Jason Love out though. Like, they wanted this, and now y'all.
So you telling me that every actor only got their position because they got caught?
Well, yes.
Some people refuse to leave.
Oh no, I'm saying some niggas go out there and get it. Listen, is y'all hiring? I would like to be a part of that shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, no, so, nigga, he. Oh, they doing, if they fuck with this nigga, I know they'll fuck with me. That's why they fuck.
Well, Adam22 responded to him and said something to the effect that he seen the Snapchat video, some video. And what are you gonna do with that little ass meat?
Oh, what in the hell?
This is a lot juicy for her. This is a
only feel comfortable because y'all here like discussing all this. If this is me and Dad, we would have got the way of the
time. What am I supposed to think of this now? I don't. I got a four, but that's a fucking opinion. This is crazy.
That's crazy. I don't hear
what's
that.
What's okay? So like, what's y'all have the wildest point of this story, or?
My
favorite part is the Bang Bus 60-minute interview. Because in my head, that is just fucking hilarious to me.
Why we
this man hopped in a van, did an interview with some random guy.
It's a post game.
It was damn near post game.
Yeah, it's a post game.
This man was interviewed on his.
He just dropped 45 minutes worth of dick on him.
Pause.
45? Yeah, it was God.
I heard this. Yeah, I heard
it. It was like a movie.
I didn't watch it, but I heard that this.
That bitch is in recovery right now.
I watched it. It was very, no.
Yeah, she said it was mid. I didn't see it.
It was mid
as
fuck.
You watched it?
I did. I watched it. It was mid as fuck.
Yeah. I love that about that little bit. I only know her like her. You feel me? Is that what it gave? I'm out there. Oh my God.
She's like that one nut in the pack and everyone goes, remember your vows, sister. Remember your vows.
I would not have expected
out of all four of us that watched
it. Yeah, it was really.
You didn't see it either?
It was mad.
Everybody's here speaking on it and didn't fucking see it, but fucking. All right, Kelsey, speak up for the team. Go ahead, girl. Tell us what it was. She said it was mid.
It was mid.
She told me it was mid.
Did you eat snacks while you watched it?
No, it was mid. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was like, yeah, no. it did nothing. It did not get what it was supposed to do.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Yeah, right now.
Or did they just like get straight to it?
They got straight to it from what I saw. Yeah, it was kind of like story, she was like standing there in her lingerie and then he came in. It was bullshit. It was
I need
a story.
You've seen better?
I have.
You've seen better.
I
need a story personally.
You've seen better. Not even a story, but like.
There was no originality.
There was
no soul.
What is it?
I need a scenario, personally.
Was there ambiance?
Not really. There wasn't. No, it was real men. Like it gave
Rush.
Blah. Like
y'all fucking.
It gave that, but it was mid fucking. No, it wasn't like good fucking. It wasn't. It was mid fucking.
Maybe you caught it. Maybe like you caught a clip and not like this.
No, I like fast forwarded and everything. It was not.
No,
damn.
She looks for the good part.
I gave it an honest fucking try.
For that nigga to put his leg up, he never put his leg up.
Never did he didn't say anything. It was awful.
Oh shit.
It wasn't giving at all. Nope, it wasn't worth it. Okay. That was wasted time, guys.
Damn.
At one point in the video, this nigga sneezed.
So sorry you went through that.
Hey, that's the worst.
If somebody else did, God bless you.
Sneezing during sex is crazy.
Who?
Sneezing during sex is one of the most unsexy things.
You might as well.
Or
hold it in? What if you have to sneeze?
No, I mean, it's just unsexy. Like, you
like. You like
the sneeze could be, but everything else should be.
Am I
sexy.
Tripping?
Yeah, I don't know what that face looks like.
A sneeze is
maybe like an orgasm.
It's not like you gonna. It's not like you gonna stop having the sex, but just the sneeze itself, that's like an unsexy moment.
It's first, like bacteria. One of the things that gets me is that like off in your nose. Or
yeah, like you don't even got a shirt.
Sneeze
like,
with your face down or something. I don't know. Don't sneeze in the air. Like, yeah. I mean,
depends on what position I'm in.
Yeah. In the house, soon, how soon after I cover my face from sneezing, can I smack like her ass? Like that's nuts.
Right afterwards. Why would you not?
Because I got the mist on it now.
On your head, you sneeze like this.
Nickelodeon slime.
That's nasty.
That's what I'm saying,
it
though.
Be like that. A sneeze.
That's the purpose of you doing it like that. You doing it like that in public on his eye.
You ever see the little kid like blow his nose out like any of the big snot streams? What if you do one of those? Boy.
No, you can definitely slap her ass immediately after.
Immediately after.
That changes nothing. I'm sorry.
A sneeze. All I'm saying is a sneeze is a little bit unsexy during sex.
Okay.
Like if I sneeze during sex, I gotta get back into my mode.
Have you ever like really not heard someone during sex? Like
you like that?
What did you say?
You ever really not heard someone?
Oh,
like,
hurt? I thought you like, said not hurt. Like what are you talking about right now?
That's
like,
supposed to hurt.
Some niggas you like, are like, surprising.
You like that? Hey. What? You like that? What? Like, never mind. Y'all ever had anything like that ever happen?
I can't hear anything. Can you cut the volume up? I like my shit on max, well, bro. What did you say? What happened?
Yes, that has happened.
That killed
so
me. That kills me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm definitely been that kid. Sorry.
I haven't had the. Like,
so sorry.
I've never had like
yeah,
I've
and
just
you
had
know
a question
what?
Unanswered. I'm not answering it. I'm not asking.
Or if you have a question. It was unsexy. Like, it wasn't. Yeah. Okay.
Was that unsexy? That was unsexy.
It was unsexy in the moment when it happened. Yeah. Okay.
Never mind. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. You got a point.
Yeah. Response is very unsexy. Yeah.
Oh my god! What if it was my phone?
My phone
is working, and if it get like really low, if I've been talking on my speakerphone all the time, if it get really low. Then, like, if I'm talking to you, can't hear me. And I'd be like, if she says, huh, more than once, I just hang up. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, why the fuck do I gotta keep repeating myself? I'm gonna charge my phone. I'm gonna get back with you niggas. Like, I can't. Like, so I get it. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what should I do if I don't hear you? Like, what should I say? Like, I don't get it.
Like, I'm like, after a second, he should just let go. He should just let go.
There's a lot going on. Like, I'll be trying to hear it. Like,
no, just let it go and continue to enjoy the moment.
Oh, don't say nothing.
Stop trying to get me to hear you. Can you focus on what the fuck you're doing, please? Like,
are you like?
He keep trying to get you to hear it. Like,
he's
intentionally
not answering. Like,
no. If I don't hear
this nigga thinking he's doing something. He's like, what's my name? She like, nigga, swear to God, like, focus.
Do something else. Do something else. Do something else.
I'm saying that shit up, man.
That's not what I meant.
Throw his entire pelvis into your back if you don't say something. You should say, hurry up.
That's not what I meant. I mean, if you genuinely don't hear him, he's gonna keep trying to get you to hear him. No, let it go. I don't hear you.
Is this thing on?
Do not keep trying to get me. I don't fucking hear you. We're doing other things. Let's focus on the other things.
Now we're doing.
You know what I'm mad at about this? I'm not mad at you because I understand what you're saying, but like when people hear things and act like they don't hear things and get mad because they acting like they don't hear something that they clearly hear, it's like you hear it though. Like tell the nigga something.
But what I'm supposed to say if I ain't know what he said?
Oh yeah,
like
figure it out.
Just say no.
What?
No.
That's the last thing I'm gonna say, especially if I'm having a good time. What?
I thought you should always say yeah.
I'm like that. Where is it?
I feel like.
Time out. This entire time, did she describe having a good time?
We
have sex though.
We just said sex. He's yelling something.
Don, am I tripping?
don't know.
Didn't it seem like she was describing a time that she didn't enjoy?
No, that's I. That's not what I said.
It seemed like he was doing all right. He was just talking a lot.
Oh, okay. Maybe I heard.
I just think.
And he said he's focused on what.
Maybe
you're doing.
I thought. She was
I didn't say that though. I thought we were talking about a situation.
Oh no, it's just my lack of hearing. I thought that's what we were talking about.
Okay, yeah, no, because in my situation, this is not how it panned out. But okay. Yeah, that's not what happened.
Alright, we're gonna move on.
Okay. Yeah, that's not what happened. I didn't think we were talking
about
the spiritual word. Situation. Yeah, no.
Spiritual word is I really hate that one. Oh, my bad. My bad.
Great, I love it. I want to hear more. Keep talking.
Spiritual word on IG. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody follow. Y'all all follow spiritual word.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. They put out a list of the states that are worse to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all look at it? Did y'all see it?
I remember Texas being on the list, and I was confused because Texas, from what I see, has like really good real estate.
What state?
Unbelievable amount of mass shootings.
What state would y'all think is like the worst state to live in? Though, actually,
that bitch is a war zone.
Yeah,
true.
What do you think is the worst state to live in?
Nebraska, something like Nebraska, Minnesota.
I don't know. I don't remember the other ones. I just remember Texas being on there, and I was.
What state would you just think is the worst living? Or you know what I mean?
Las Vegas.
Maine is all fucking Nevada. Trees.
Maine is on the list.
Did you go to Maine for our family reunion up there? When we were kids?
Yes.
You went?
Yes.
I did.
Maine is beautiful. I went to Maine this year.
I know, Don. I had a family reunion up there. I didn't go. Millie did.
It was tragic for me.
You didn't like it?
I went to Vermont, but I never went to Maine.
I was a kid and I got an accident, so it was tragic for me, but yeah.
I went to Maine.
It was family-ish before that. And I did go into the Niagara Falls and all that. I did that.
It's something, I didn't know that you could see it in Maine, but I'm sure, yeah. It's something beautiful up there. I didn't go, like, you know what I'm saying? I just know that it's like grab country. Anyway. The worst states in America to live in. You said Nebraska. I think I. You know what's crazy?
It gotta be something like Nebraska.
Number 9 is Florida.
Understood.
Okay.
It's awful.
I heard Florida people are different. I don't know.
But also gators, invasive bugs.
Yeah, there were.
There are a lot of bugs down there. There are a lot of bugs down there. But Florida is I kind of like Florida at this point. Anyway, number 8, Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Number 7, Tennessee. That was kind of crazy to me. I didn't think Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee is the South, though, right?
Technically,
is it deep South or is it South?
I mean, it's 2 states below us. You. Kentucky, Tennessee is like right.
That might be considered deep South.
It's not deep South. It's slightly below the Mason-Dixie. Yes, it's like a state below. It's not deep South. It's just South.
Okay.
It's technically.
It's like that, like Florida, and it kind of goes like under like the.
No, Florida is at the bottom of the country.
But Florida's considered deep South though.
Because it's at the bottom of the country.
But also, there's a
Tennessee's
level,
in the middle. Like, if the country is a rectangle, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not in a dead center. Tennessee is, like, just. But it's near, like, the dead center line. Yeah. You feel me? It's just further east. But it's called the Midwest. This is based on, like, the time. Anyway, 7 is Tennessee. 6 is Indiana. 5 is Missouri. 4 is South Carolina and Alabama. It's a tie.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, why did y'all all say?
That's unfortunate.
Y'all say they're like deacons and shit though. Like, you know when the pastor make a point, y'all say,
Damn.
3 is Louisiana.
Wow.
That's kind of nuts. 2 is Oklahoma. 1 is Texas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No,
I was shocked that one was Texas.
So the crime level, I heard.
Yeah.
It's a mass shooting.
No. Yeah. The thing for me is can I give y'all 10 states that I think are probably worse to live in?
Okay.
Well, maybe not worse than all 10. Like,
you can have 10 states worse than those states?
I might take Florida might be on the list. That are worse?
Yeah. Of the active 50?
You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. North Dakota. South Dakota.
Okay, keep going.
Idaho.
Keep going.
Wyoming. Montana. What's in Montana? Tell me one thing you know about Montana. I got a couple of facts about Montana.
I want to go.
I feel like the hick shit could get pretty fucking lit in a couple
of months. The only thing about Montana that I know that's lit is they don't have a speed limit on their highway.
They don't?
No speed limit.
That's badass.
That's so dangerous.
That's fucking badass.
My anxiety just went up.
What do you guys want? Like, what do you...
A speed limit, please.
She watched TV while she driving.
Oh, yeah. The speed limit, please.
You watch TV while you're driving?
Absolutely. How else am I supposed to stay focused?
Okay, well, Kelsey, you know what I'm going to tell you? It's illegal to watch motion and fiction while driving.
Not
trying.
I know, but that's
like not
a, that's like a limit.
Purposely.
There's nobody's business.
I try very hard.
Nobody know that, but me and the people.
Hey, y'all.
You just said fucking.
We can't have two conversations at once.
So you just watch... What's your favorite TV show?
I've been watching Insecure with Issa Rae. It's really good.
That's bullshit.
Wow.
So my life is in danger because of Issa Rae and Insecure.
It's not in danger because I'll be paying attention too. Like, nah. I'll be focused.
Nah, I hate.
Listen,
I hate Issa Rae. Mm-hmm.
You can't hate any state that doesn't put a fucking
a little much sometimes.
Mileage on the freeway. That's badass.
No.
You mean that they brought the Autobahn
to America? Can I get back to my 10?
Go ahead.
Because I had, like, South Dakota, North Dakota, I had Idaho, I had Wyoming, I had Montana, right? Rhode Island.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Also, I would probably, I'd have to throw Mississippi on that list. I'd probably have to throw,
That's unfortunate.
Nah, West Virginia on that list. I'd probably have to throw Alaska on that.
I was waiting. I was waiting.
And then, like, Wisconsin. 10 states that are probably... what the fuck are you doing in them?
Not for real.
I'm going to the potato convention in Idaho. I'm going to the cheese convention in Wisconsin.
I'm flourishing down there.
Period.
So you're constipated.
I'm not lactose intolerant. Exactly. I'm doing just fine. Exactly. I'm processing my food.
Yeah. Lactose intolerance wouldn't make you constipated when you eat cheese. When you eat a lot of cheese, it's gonna lock you up a little bit, bro. You're gonna have some thick shit. I'm an adult. Sorry.
Sheesh.
Why don't I just eat a normal amount of cheese and have a little bit of fun? Why don't I go to the cheese convention and get a lemonade?
Oh, I'm my bad.
And maybe also a cheese item. Maybe a hot dog or something, or a funnel cake.
Everything in not fucking moderation. Cake. You have your fun.
Thank you.
The fucking cheese.
What do you do? Like, okay,
just because you're lactose intolerant, and when you get around some fucking dairy products, you lose your mind. Like, what do you want from me? Because you see some mac and cheese and can't help yourself.
When I go to the rib cook-off,
yeah,
I eat a lot of ribs. When it's a chili cook-off, I eat a bunch of chili.
So
I was thinking if you went to a cheese festival... Well, fuck, you went there for the cheese, not funnel cakes. Because why the fuck didn't you just go to a fair or a carnival?
That
or
was
six
the
goddamn
fair.
Flags,
I mean,
my nigga.
Wisconsin, the cheese state, that is the fair.
Oh, okay. And you're right. Those would be. How many days out the year are you going to this cheese festival that makes the state fun to live in?
I'd probably visit the state.
No. It's fun to live in. It's the worst states to live in. I give you 10 states worst
well,
to live in.
I'd probably
not
visit the cheese convention.
You totally gonna visit Texas. They're saying it's worse. They say Texas is the number one worst state to live in. I give you the fuck no. Wyoming gets to be negative like 40 degrees in the winter. Utah is on the list of the worst states. The fuck is you talking about? Like, it's terrible states to live in across this nation. Like, come on, it's 50 states. No, those aren't the worst states.
Indiana.
Indiana could maybe be on the list. I'd take that.
But wasn't it on the list? No?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It is. Michael Jackson from there, though.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Las Vegas?
That's what I said.
Outside of Las Vegas, though.
Yeah, but that's in the state, so that's a high percentage. Like,
but it's expensive as fuck, though. And you can't just survive.
It's not that expensive.
We couldn't live in Las Vegas.
Yes, you can.
That shit is expensive as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you could live like I was not on the strip.
I promise you, you probably get tired of Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Vegas. I don't want to really
You've
go.
You've never been to Vegas?
I've never wanted to go either.
I want
to
go.
I should go. I mean, you should all experience Vegas. Yeah. But I'm saying I would not live like, in Nevada.
I've never wanted to go until I have like a certain amount of money just
to
fuck off.
Maybe it's saying to me like he's saying, Kiki.
In Vegas. I have to be able to fuck off some money in Vegas.
Okay.
And it's not really big on my list. It's some other shit that I gotta go to first. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna get to like Chicago. I'm trying to get to Denver soon.
I've always wanted to go to Toronto.
I wanted as a kid. I want to go back as an adult.
Did the forest fire stop?
Man, don't get me started on the fucking fires.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the fucking forest fires.
Because I feel like our air has been a lot more clear with all the rain.
Yeah, that shit's ridiculous. The forest fires.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna go to an Usher concert. That's why I'm gonna go. Cause don't he do
his
shows?
Don't get me started on Usher.
All right, yeah, you got done.
Call back.
All right, yeah.
Callbacks like, in this.
It's at the end of the podcast. Oh, damn, we in the last 5 minutes. So like, we'll finish it off on the other one. All right, y'all, man. Let's tell these people something before we get up out of here. Don, what you got to say to the people?
Do dog shit, bark a little bit.
Oh my god.
Kelsey, you got something to say to people?
Not really. Bye, y'all.
Fuck with Kelsey there. If you're trying to get your face beat.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm a makeup artist. Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
So, all the ladies, like, we gonna get you a little catchphrase. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you got people to meet, come get your face beat. Fuck
with Kelsey.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
We offer classes and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she be letting you. She giving sauce out. She applied the sauce. Nigga.
Provide the full kit, the chair, the makeup, all that.
That's where blessings come from. Mm-hmm. The blessings come when you willing to give at the same time as you. You know what I'm saying? Because like thirsty niggas be trying to hold shit all to themselves. Anybody that ever asked me about a podcast, I give them all that. Like, nigga, I downloaded this shit. I went and bought that. Like, I had to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Millie, you got anything to say to the people you get up out of here?
I feel like ain't
necessary.
Girlfriend,
boo. I love
it. I absolutely love it.
Hey, man, it's not even a podcast. Just a real conversation about relationship relations. It's the boy, J. Oates. Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. If you a hate-ass nigga, nah, you know, sorry. Sorry to be you.
So unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Life got to be miserable. Buy some candles.
Period.